Neva Leona Wilson.
Ngaju mamaku mamaku wia ini Neva Leona Wilson. Ngayaku mamaku mamaku ngunju ini Neva Leona Wilson ya.
Dad's name was Ernest Roy Wilson. Mom's was Nora Magdalene Hart.
Ngaju mamaku garbaliku mama ini Ernest Roy Wilson. Pithia Britia. Ngayaku mamaku garbaliku ngunju ini Nora Magdalene Hart.
Well, my father is from the Wirangoo tribe. He was born in the Gawler Ranges, Yardia, in that area. But his mother, my grandmother, she was born near Tarkula, because that Wirangoo land is very big and you can travel, you know, from one end to the near the WA border.
Ngaju jamuku jamuku manda, Wirangoo manda bala.
My mother, she's the cook of the tribe from Aldea. And she came from that area.
Ngaiku jamaku kabarliku manda, kugra manda balaja. Ngalara wirangu wiena, nganarna gunga kugra.
Well, the policy at that time was to take children who were half castes, full blood Aboriginal mother and a non-Aboriginal father. Take them away from the traditional environment, put them on missions to Christianize them, civilize them to the white man's way, so they could become useful within the white communities, contribute in that way. They both met on the Kunuba mission when they were taken there to live and to be educated and Christianized and civilized to the white man's way.
Ngaju garbaliku mamawia junata kunabanga nyern.
And how they were brought up there and the things that was expected of them and and the things that they were taught. They were taught, you know, to how to wash clothes, iron them, and the kitchen work, how to clean, scrub, cook, and then of course they were had religious instructions, baking bread, playing basketball.
Wal bala mugango bala gudara mai gambada balda muga malgada ngurada nindi marana.
Because while they were living on the mission, they were there to conform to live like the white man, and this was, what can you say, sort of drummed into them that if they want their children to get along in the world, they mustn't teach them the language because it had no place for them out there in the white community. From what either my older brothers and sisters told me, they must have been teenagers. It could have been 13 or 14 when they were taken away. Because Dad spoke Wirangoo and Mum spoke Kukutha. Mm. So they knew their culture. They knew their language. They spoke several different dialects, both my father and mother. A few words here and there, my older brothers and sisters. And from hearing them talk, you catch up a few words and the meaning of them. So whether they were speaking each other's language or one of the dialects, I've got no idea. And that's something I should find out because I never thought of it before. Mm. But to speak, to speak the actual language, no. Because, you know, we were the empire and British of the British Empire. Mm. And they'd always really pronounce that, emphasize on that. Being of the British Empire and singing all these songs and putting your hands here to sing God Save the Queen and everything. And then, I remember I got confused because, you know, we were the white Australian policy. I thought, well, yeah, well, who am I? Where do I come into this, you know? Because I realised then, you know, that there was a lot of things that we couldn't do as Aboriginal people because of my conversations at home within the family and things like that. And they talk about this. And even then I realised there was always this sort of contradiction on what we as Aboriginal people could expect and what the others took for granted. And even then I realised they thought that we had the same privileges because they didn't know what was going on. It was like living in two worlds. You realized, and being Aboriginal, you realize those differences. But they didn't, believing that we were receiving the same treatment as they were. And they couldn't see it.
Ngajuku jamuku jamuku wanga wangarn. Ngailu jamuku kabarliku wanga wangani.
You turned it off?
Yep.
Oh, I feel like I got on preaching then.